I'm going to open up to John 16, and let's review a little bit of what we talked about last week. It was only a week away, right, John? So you can remember 1 week. We had this conversation that 1 week was acceptable, 2 weeks was a little bit to ask for. Now, last week, I struggled a little bit. I almost fell off the stage twice. We figured out the reason is because we don't have the pew here. So in my depth perception, I should have 2.5 more feet of stage here before I fall off. And so if I'm struggling this week, I might just come all the way down on the floor. So John 16, Jesus is talking about the counselor, the comforter. And he says that unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. And he says, it's good that I go. And remember how we talked about how Jesus is saying that it's better for you to have the Holy Spirit within you than to have me among you. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God dwelling inside of you. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth that will guide you into all truths. And you guys know that there's a lot of different names for the Holy Spirit. We hear the Holy Spirit, Comforter, Counselor, Spirit of Truth, Guide. The Holy Spirit has a lot of hats that it wears, doesn't it? Doesn't he? Now, we talked about God as the creator, sustainer of life. We talked about Jesus and how his job in the Trinity was what? Atonement. Jesus' job is atonement for sins. He's our salvation. And the Holy Spirit's job is a lot of things. The Holy Spirit, like we said, counselor, comforter. Today, last week we talked about the Holy Spirit, and I mentioned that the Holy Spirit is a seal upon us, and today we're going to start there. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. He speaks from God. He reveals God to us, and he has work in the world. He convicts the world of guilt in regards to sin, righteousness, and judgment. Those are the jobs of the Holy Spirit we talked about last week. This week, let's turn into Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 13 through 14. Here Paul says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory." Okay, so Paul starts out and he says, when you were included in Christ, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, so when you were saved, having believed, you were marked in him with a seal. And we know that we talked about last week in Acts how it teaches that when you believe and are saved, that the Holy Spirit is given to you, right? Now here's Paul is saying it again. He's saying, having believed, you were marked in him with a seal. Now this time he says, you're marked with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. And let's talk about that seal first off. What does that mean? A seal equals lots of different things in those times. It meant ownership, it meant a mark of protection, and it meant a stamp of validity. Everybody had a seal back then. I don't know what we would say our seals are today, but everybody had a seal or a crest or something that you saw and you knew that this was their household. And so this means that this Holy Spirit, God looks at the Holy Spirit and it says, okay, I own you. You are mine. The Holy Spirit is his special seal. So it means that God owns us. And secondly, it means because he owns us, he protects us. Those seals are yours. Those are your possessions. You protect them. And so God protects us. And then the third thing is because he owns us, we are validated. And it says a stamp of validity. Validity is something founded on truth. We are now founded on God's truth. How we weren't valid before, how we were just the goats, as Jesus talks about, how we weren't God's children. Now that we have the Holy Spirit, we are validated, not by ourselves, but by God. By that seal, the Holy Spirit. And all God does is he looks at us and he sees that. He says, okay, you're mine. It goes on in verse 14, it says, the Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. A couple things in here. First, it says that the Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. Now, the really cool thing about the Holy Spirit, I don't know what you guys know about deposits, but if you go to King James Version, it says it's an earnest. And I like the term earnest better because an earnest is like it's a down payment. Like, say you were going to purchase a big plot of land, you're going to put a down payment on it, you're going to give them some money saying, okay, this is my land. It's not in your possession completely yet, but it's promised to you. And the money that you give as a down payment is a representation of the full payment. It's in the, of the same nature. You don't put a down payment in $100 bills and then you come back and you pay them in, I don't know, nuts. You know, people used to barter back then. I've got all these, well, they wouldn't have Brazil nuts, but I've got all these walnuts here. I've got this much barley or hay or whatever. No, you put a down payment in money, you're going to have the full payment in money. So the Holy Spirit is a down payment on our inheritance when we are redeemed. You know how exciting that is? If you guys are in touch with the Holy Spirit inside of you, do you know what that means? God has given us a down payment of the Holy Spirit, which is a representation, a tiny representation of our inheritance, of what that will be like when we are redeemed. Romans 8:23 talks about this being redeemed. This is a concept that I didn't really think about a whole lot, that, okay, I'm God's. Yeah, I am God's. The Holy Spirit's like, I'm promised Him, but I haven't been redeemed yet. My body has not been cashed in. Kind of like a pop can, you know. We pay the deposit, we get the pop can, and we need to cash it in. Let me see, I forgot what scriptures I was going to here. Romans 8:23. It says, not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemptions of our bodies. And 2 Corinthians 5 also talks about the redemptions of our bodies. The redemptions of our bodies is when we get our full inheritance. So God's given us a little bit of inheritance in the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is a seal. God's mark on you, God's mark on me, saying that I am His, and that seal offers us protection, validity, ownership. And not only that, but it's a representation of my inheritance. So I get to experience a little bit of my inheritance here on earth. You guys understand that? Like, we get to have the presence of God inside of us before we even get to heaven. That's what the Holy Spirit is. God's Spirit. You guys have a little bit of God in you. Do you realize that? I've been saying it for years. Wow, but the truth is you guys have a little bit of God in you, the Holy Spirit. Not only that, but you've got this open communication between yourselves and God. The Holy Spirit, you've got God over here. You've got Jesus over here. You've got the Holy Spirit in the middle. And you've got us way over there. Put Jesus in your heart, you get the Holy Spirit. You get a direct connection to God. Not only do you have a direct connection to God, but God puts some of Himself in you, and that Holy Spirit speaks only what God says. For it to speak, the Holy Spirit does not speak on its own. You remember that from last week? That means when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, God is directly talking to you. That's really exciting, but kind of scary at the same time, isn't it? Is anybody, when was the last time you felt the Holy Spirit work in your heart? I don't know, 5 minutes ago during open worship. That's God speaking to me. I hope He was speaking to you. I hope you were listening. There's one more job that I wanted to talk about today for the Holy Spirit. Now, there's so many cool things about the Holy Spirit. Just unbelievable. I was going to talk about the Holy Spirit and power, and I felt God saying, you know what? Don't spread that one thin. There are so many cool things that you need to understand about the Holy Spirit. And this is my favorite. That's in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 26. It says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Do you guys know what that means, to intercede? It means to pray on behalf. We mentioned it before open worship. When you guys have such a burden in your heart, when my heart is so burdened that there are no words, the Holy Spirit prays for me. It says in groans, in a language that we have no words. God searches our hearts. He searches, it says, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit. And the Spirit intercedes for us. Man, what a cool thing to have the Holy Spirit pray for you. In our humanness, in our brokenness. God loves us so much. What an awesome gift the Holy Spirit is. And I think it's such a misunderstood gift, because we don't tap into it as much. Shauna and I were studying the Holy Spirit this week, and we were just going back and forth in all these different places of the Bible, all the different places where it talks about the Holy Spirit, all the different things that the Holy Spirit does. Do you know the Holy Spirit sanctifies you? Romans 15. The Holy Spirit is what sanctifies you. Jesus atones for your sin, and that allows the Spirit of God to come in you, and the Holy Spirit is what sanctifies you. How many of you are going to go home this week and seek out the Holy Spirit within you? How many of you are going to go home this week and remember God? Remember, we talked about the Israelites turning their back on Mount Sinai, where God's presence was like a consuming fire. And we have the presence of God inside of us, and somehow we have the ability to turn away from it. Open worship is a very important part of worship, but open worship is really kind of like an earnest of what we should be doing the whole week in our relationship with God. It's just 10 minutes. We should be seeking to connect with the Holy Spirit all day long. Because that's God in us. That's our lifeline. Do you guys know that? Does anybody out there understand the Holy Spirit completely? Maybe not completely, but Jesus does say that those who have the Holy Spirit understand it, because the Holy Spirit is not of the world. And those who are of the world do not understand the Holy Spirit. They don't believe it. I guess I don't know how to express my deep sadness that I have for all those years that I didn't understand the Holy Spirit. And that deep sadness that I have for all of the people who don't take the time to claim the Holy Spirit that is inside of them and connect directly with God, what Jesus worked so hard for, that he died such a terrible death so that God could have us right now. Not in the future. I mean, he worked so he could have us right now and the future. So let's live in the present. Connect with the Holy Spirit every day, and it will transform your life. I guarantee it. And so does God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have given us such an awesome gift in the Holy Spirit. A down payment of what our inheritance is going to be just shows us how awesome your glory is. That we have you inside of us, Father God, and yet so many times we turn away from it and we don't seek you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, for not leaving us as orphans, for being with us every single day. People ask where you are. You're inside of us. People ask why they don't see you moving. Because we're not looking in the right place. I pray that you would reveal that special seal that you have placed on every one of our hearts. The Holy Spirit that you've given everyone, a personal God. You are such a personal God that you intercede for our prayers. I pray that we would seek that freedom in your Spirit, our guide, our comforter, our counselor, in the Spirit of truth, our seal, our intercessor, our power to do your work, our sanctification. In your name, amen.